Food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
How can you be overfed? How can you be overfed and undernourished at the same time? Does that seem possible? Somewhere in there, you would think you'd be getting enough nourishment, but the problem is that's really not so for way too many. We are eating nutrient-empty foods and too much of them, and the consequences are just sickening, and it makes me sad. Carolina, explain, how can you really be overfed and undernourished at the same time?
I know it sounds like an oxymoron, but it's actually, unfortunately, way too easy, because the empty calories are the culprit here. We've all heard of empty calories, and that's basically your junk food. They're fillers. They have plenty of calories that'll keep you full as long as you eat enough of it, but they provide no proper nutrition for your body, no building blocks that your body needs to thrive, none of the nutrients, the vitamins, the minerals that your organs need to function, and that you function in a healthy life and for a long time. So it's way too easy to do, and we all have to pay extra attention so we don't get trapped into that hole.
So you actually can be starving while you're overeating. That's your body will be starving. You may not think you're hungry, but your body's not getting the nutrients it needs. So it's sitting there starving while you're eating all this processed junk food. Not good. What are the signs that we are overeating?
Yeah, that's a very good point, that you're starving, but you may be overweight. So that's a first sign. Is a lot of people look at the scale. That's a good sign if you're overeating. If you're constantly fighting with the scale, weight gain, weight loss, over, you know, you lose 5 pounds, you gain 20 pounds. So constantly fighting with the scale means, of course, that's an obvious sign. Some not so obvious signs is if you have chronic issues with reflux that even medication hasn't been able to help you with. Ooh. A lot of times that means overeating. Some chronic stomach issues, you know, that you've been back and forth to the doctor, nothing seems to fix it. You don't have a sensibility to anything or no allergies, but yet you keep having. A lot of times it's just overfilled stomach. You're overfilling it over capacity. Or if you're that kind of person or family where when there's a virus going around, you're the first one to catch it, or your kids are always getting sick. It seems like an endless cycle of flu and cold in your house. Maybe that's the case because you're not eating the right amount of nutrients to have a defense system in your body, a defense mechanism in your body and your child's body as well. So you're not able to fight any kind of virus or bacteria gets thrown at you. Those are all some signs that you may be overeating but undernourished.
You know, that makes me sad because I think of all the people who go to doctors for acid reflux, and then they're going there because they have, you know, they don't feel well. But the doctor doesn't say, well, maybe you're overeating and you aren't eating nourishing food. So, let's not run to the doctor so fast and use some common sense. I think a lot of what you said really is common sense. So, all right. So what are the clues that we need to watch for, saying we've had enough? How do we know we're not overeating, but we're eating just the right amount?
Yeah, and again, you're right, common sense. And this is what enough is enough if you go back to basics. Portion size, okay? If you have been down this trail for a long time and you forgot what portion sizes look like, you may have to actually go back and look it up. You know, a cup or half a cup, or what it is for protein, what it is for carbohydrates. And you can find that information very easily online as well as on our websites. But anyway, also, you know, take the time to eat. Watch your plate. Teaching your children these cues is very important. So when you eat, give it 30 minutes before you get seconds. Allow time for your body to actually signal your brain that it is full, so that you don't have to keep eating. So those are some little things, some little cues you can watch for to make sure that you're not going overboard.
You know, they say 20 minutes after you've finished eating, you'll know that you're full. It's that 20-minute danger time zone that we all have to face and say, and just say, you know, I've had enough. And in 20 minutes, you will realize that you really have had enough, but not to wait until we feel full to stop eating, because that's where we get into trouble. All right, how do we start and stop eating more nourishing, satiating foods? How do we beat this situation?
Yeah, so basically the change really has to come from within. You got to want this. I can, you know, we can all sit here and there's so much messaging out there for this, but you really have to come to the realization that you no longer want to live in this endless cycle of feeling sick and not feeling well and fighting with the scale or watching your children go through colds and virus cycles. You have to just decide, this is not the life I want for my family. This is not the life I want for myself. And then you come to people like us, to dietitians, to doctors, to kid critics, and look for recipes, look for tips, listen to our show, and get inspiration on how you can do. Basically, this is the basic idea of everything, is substituting quantity with quality every single time. A lot of time people are eating the right things, they're just eating way too much of it, you know? The dietitians love to say there's no prohibited food, there's no bad food. And I kind of agree with that, but even more important, what there is too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. And that is true. So really have to watch out for quantity and substitute it with quality.
And less is more. I mean, really, if you're eating the right foods, less is more. When you have a lot of fiber-filled food, I was just in the state of Oregon visiting family there where the food is so lush. And I used to live there, so it just brought back great memories. But boy, we had tons of fresh fiber-filled foods, and it was so satiating. And I think that's the key, is you food. All right, so what are those best foods that I'm describing as being fiber-filled, Carolina, that we should be eating every day so we can prevent overeating and being undernourished?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. What you're going to look for is high fiber and good quality protein foods and wholesome grains. Which foods? I have to start with fruits and vegetables. Vegetables more so. So you have to, they have to become your best friends when you're trying to get back on track, okay? Eating plenty of vegetables is going to make it so much easier to avoid the junk food because you're focusing on the good food. So you want to have a starting goal and a finishing goal of how many different vegetables and how many servings you're going to have. So, for example, start with 5. And you know, it may not be easy at first if you haven't been focusing on that, but it can be super easy. If you add spinach and tomatoes to your morning omelet and then have a refreshing salad for lunch filled with greens, cucumbers, nuts, seeds, raw carrots, and then you finish out the day with maybe steamed broccoli and cauliflower and a squash and zucchini mix as a side item, throw in some fruits and nuts for snacks, you've way passed that 5 mark, and you'll find yourself on the way to a healthier and much more successful lifestyle.
Okay, so I find that dips are my ticket to eating more vegetables. Just want to throw that in. I love bean dips, and I'll eat a lot more vegetables, not crackers, not chips, but fresh cut, even cucumbers, and it's just delicious. We have like very little time left, but let's see if we can do an overnight or gradual change advice. Just a quickie.
Yeah, if you're finding yourself that a lot of the things I'm saying kind of chime in and it sounds like you, and you're probably wondering, do I clean out my fridge today and go cold turkey, or do I do it gradually? It's a little bit of both. If you have a really bad, detrimental habit for your life, like drinking soda, for example, that has to be cold turkey. Dump it in the sink and never look back. But if you're one of those, I eat 2 vegetables, I should be eating more, how do I do that? Increase 1 a day, a new one every week maybe, and build up to that 7 a day. So it's a combination. Whatever is worse, dump it right away. And the other things, work it gradually. The most important thing is that you never give up and you know you can do it. And you can always look at kidcritics.org for ideas on recipes on how to do this. And you can always listen to our past episodes on RadioMD.com. We have plenty of podcasts that will inspire you to eat well and stay well.